WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and Sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. We'll look at the news stories making news on the North Shore on this Wednesday. Our guest joining us in just a few moments is Jimmy Dunn, a comedian out of the city of Beverly, now lives up in New Hampshire, spends a lot of time out in California. Jimmy Dunn will be joining us. He'll also be performing at the Cabot Theater coming up on April 30th. So great show he's got planned. We'll talk about that and some more things coming up with Jimmy Dunn here on MSO News Sports. Thanks for being with us here on North Shore Today. Got a bunch of news stories for you. First of all, let me just tell you what we've got. We've got some. We've got the video. This is a story that went kind of viral on little parts of the North Shore yesterday. A wrong-way driver in Nahant on the causeway yesterday morning was driving out of Nahant toward Lynn on the causeway, but in the wrong lane. This is a divided two-lane highway, two lanes in, two lanes out. This woman, apparently, I believe it was a woman, was driving on the inbound lane into Nahant, but she was going outbound. And the big story, or the big piece of this story is that when she got to the end of the causeway, the rotary in Lynn, there was a state trooper there. But the state trooper did not pull her over. He followed her for, at least a half a mile, I would say the video shows, and did absolutely nothing. And so the person videoing this put it up on Facebook, contacted other authorities, and now there is an investigation, I believe, by the Mass State Police as to why this state trooper did nothing to this driver. So this you'll see this video. Now, we have the video. We couldn't get it off of Facebook, but Channel 5 WCVB has been following this story. They actually have an update this morning on this story, Channel 5, on their and you can get it on their website, WCVB or the Boston Channel. But Channel 5 has an update where there's another witness that's come forward to see this. Of course, this was in the morning. Almost, I'm not sure exactly what time it was, but it must have been during a morning drive. And so this woman was, kind of swerving a little bit in the lane, putting on makeup on her cell phone. And this guy, now, I understand, according to the television reports from yesterday, they were questioning this guy videotaping this. But on the other hand, this is the evidence. And, I don't know if you can really go after this guy for videotaping this, because that could have been a... He might have really been doing folks a huge, huge favor by videotaping this. Obviously, he was. So I don't know how that will actually play out. But take a look at this video. YouTube had it from WCVB, so it's out there. But this is the actual video you'll see down below on our website. Our other video today, Seth Meyers on the Panama Papers. I don't know if you've been following this story, but there's a lot of international people making money here and there. It's a little confusing, but Seth Meyers tries to correct that for us. I'm sounding like Bernie Sanders now. And we'll get to the news stories of the day in just a moment. And again, let's see here. Not a lot of sports news from yesterday, a lot of rainouts, but we do have posts with scores and so on from North Shore Sports from yesterday. A lot of high school games going on today as the sun is out and we're getting ready for spring for sure this week. All right, let's get to a couple of the other news stories for you here today. A couple of special elections, but these are primary elections. Dan Cahill, we talked about this. He's the city council president in the city of Lynn. He's competing to fill the seat of vacated state rep Robert Bob Fennell. And he picked up, in the primary, 369 votes. That's not a lot of votes, but no one else was running. And so now he's all set for the general election next month. And in Revere, they had a more contested race as Democrat Joseph Boncour out of Winthrop won the first Suffolk and Middlesex district on Tuesday, defeating former Revere man Daniel Rizzo. Those are two front page stories in today's daily item out of Lynn. They also have another story on the front page of the item by Gayla Colley. This is on the Swampscott candidates forum that the item sponsored last night. Three candidates for two open seats on the Board of Selectmen discussed taxes, the former Mashon Elementary School reuse proposals, and the regionalization in the forum on Tuesday night. Donald House, a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals, Patrick Jones, member of the Planning Board from 2007 to 2012, and Matthew Strauss, An incumbent who is seeking a third term participated in the Board of Selectmen candidates night. And it was moderated by the item news editor Thor Jorgensen. So all the stories and details in the item on that today. And they're looking at other uses for other schools, other things going on in the town of Swampscott. In Beverly, we can tie these two stories together. Beverly is looking for donations, or I'm sorry, the Cabot Street Theater. There's a story by Paul Layton today, another Beverly guy, that when a group of local businessmen purchased the Cabot Theater in 2014, the big question was whether they could find a sustainable business model for that historic venue. Based on the nonprofit organization's first publicly available financial forms, that question remains unanswered. The organization received just over $1 million in contributions and grants for fiscal year 2015, while bringing in only $170,000 in ticket revenue, according to the financial filings. There is a front page story on that. They do interview the executive director, Casey Soward, who is there at the theater. And again, Jimmy Dunn will be, things could all turn around when Jimmy Dunn performs there on April 30th. And he'll be joining us in just a couple of moments here to talk about his show at the Cabot Theater. Let's bring in Rick Moore with some more news out of from the North Shore up in the Cape area, Cape Ann area. Rick?
Bill, up in Gloucester, a homeless man charged with stabbing a Gloucester man in the back Sunday night at Burnham's Field was arraigned on Monday in Gloucester District Court. May already have that already, on charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. 21-year-old Dominic Scarfoni is being held without bail at the Essex County Correctional Facility in Middleton. He's accused of stabbing a 20-year-old Gloucester man on Sunday night while that man and some friends were sitting in the bleachers at Burnham's Field, which is in the, sort of in the center of town. Scarfoni had been out of jail, according to the paper, in relating to another stabbing incident for less than 3 weeks at the time of his latest arrest. This is written by Sean Horgan in the Times. And the 20-year-old who was hurt suffered severe lacerations, a punctured lung in that attack. Elsewhere, Bill, interesting in Essex that the Board of Health in Essex is trying to limit the number of tobacco licenses in that town and set the smoking age at 21. The Essex Board of Health is considering whether the town should join with 100 other Massachusetts communities that have raised the legal age for purchasing tobacco products to 21. It's still 18 in Essex. There will be a public hearing on raising the smoking age to 21 and limiting tobacco sale licenses in Essex on Thursday, April 14 at 7 p.m. And that will be at the Essex Senior Center. That's at 17 Pickering Avenue. And just perusing the paper, of course, another article on a lobster ban that would hurt local businesses. Vince Mortolaro, one of the owners of the Gloucester-based family lobster business that bears his name, Mortolaro, that's right on Commercial Street in Gloucester. He's watching the evolving trade dispute with Sweden and potentially the rest of the European Union over American lobsters. And according to the paper, doesn't like what he's seeing. And I think that's about it up on Cape Ann, Bill. Don't forget, we will have Trending Now with Josh Arnold on Friday. Josh got a lot of people lined up for Friday. That'll be at 3 p.m. That's our next live broadcast. Bill?
All right, Rick, and thank you. And a story out of Salem. State Police and the Drug Enforcement Administration had, this is out of the Salem News, by the way, Julie Majanis with the story. They have just started investigating what had been told was a heroin fentanyl distribution ring headed by a Danvers man when they made their first undercover purchase back in June. Now, what has come about with this is that they mapped out, they got a bunch of arrests out of this story, and there's people with a variety of different jobs, professions, or whatever, and so a bunch of people have got arrested just recently regarding this this heroin crisis, and that is a front page story in the Salem News. And I think right now what we'll do is we'll step aside. We have one short message. Then Jimmy Dunn joins us here on North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. Thanks for being with us. Hang in there with us. It's a Wednesday.
MSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and sports.
Josh Arnold's Trending Now.
What do you think of the presidential primaries now? I mean, it's you know, we've made it this far along. Any sense of how it's? Do you see anything coming out of this other than a Trump Clinton square off in November?
Trending Now with Josh Arnold on MSONewsSports.com. Stay in contact with us by following us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. MSO News Sports, keeping you in contact with the North Shore. Joining us right now is Jimmy Dunn, a native of Beverly, but he's coming back to Beverly to perform on April 30th at the Cabot. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But hello, Jimmy, and welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Great to talk with you. And you've been on the television show The McCarthys on CBS and a lot of different things, Late Night with David Letterman, all those shows. And you're coming back to Beverly, your old hometown. So what are your memories of Beverly?
Oh, I got all kinds of memories of Beverly, but it is really cool to come back and perform at the Cabot, which is, well, you know, when I was a kid, the Cabot was where we would go for field trips, and we would see movies there, and we would go see The Magician, the Grant David show, and so, you know, the Cabot was a big deal when I was a kid, and now to come back and see my name on the marquee there and to be performing at the Cabot is going to be really cool, and they just redid the place. It's a gorgeous theater. It's going to be a blast, so I'm looking forward to, I got an awful lot of relatives. My dad had 14 brothers and sisters, so there are an awful lot of Duns coming out in Beverly and coming to the show, and all my old high school buddies and stuff, so it'll be cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I hope they're buying tickets, or do you have to give out all those tickets?
I hope they're buying tickets, too, because I don't have any.
Okay. Well, that it is a great theater, and the marquee now is an electronic marquee, so it looks better than ever, I'm sure. So
yeah, it was really cool. In fact, you know, I saw the old marquee is next door in the restaurant. My buddy Richie owns a restaurant called Chianti across the street, and they have the old marquee in one of his rooms out back there, and it's a really cool thing they do whenever they have shows across the street. They'll put whoever's performing, they'll put your name up on the old marquee in his restaurant too, which is really cool.
Oh, that's neat. Well, yeah. Well, tell us about this show, because it's about relationships, and so it's just one night, but tell us all about this show you're working on.
Sure, yeah. The name of the show is Your Husband is an Idiot. And I think that kind of gets people's attention, because what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate the fact that your husband's an idiot and laugh at all the funny things that he does. And it's about husbands and wives, things they say to each other. And it's a lot about my life. Like recently, we painted the house, and we're going through the paint swatches. And my wife wants me to fake some sort of interest in caring what color my house is going to be. And I'm looking at all these colors, and I don't care about burnt sunset, you know? I don't care what... I'm not interested in that color. If they named the exact same color crispy chicken parm, you know, then I'd be going, hey, that's an interesting color right there. Let's put that one on. So it's that kind of stuff about husbands and wives and how they interact and the funny things that they say to each other, so...
Yeah, so it's a little first-hand experience then, I take it?
An awful lot of that, and my good friend Kelly McFarland, who's recently married, she's going to be the host for the show, and she's going to talk about her husband, and then I'm going to talk about me, the husband, and my buddy PJ Thibodeau, who's another very funny comedian. So it's a stand-up comedy show, but it's about relationships and husbands and wives.
Yeah. What's the most stressful thing, do you think, about being married? What would you say that might be?
Oh, I think probably finances. I think that stresses most people out the most, the mortgage, you know. My wife will always say, you know, you made an awful mess out of my kitchen, and I want to say, oh, it's your kitchen. I didn't know that. I want to let the bank know, because I should be getting some sort of abatement on that kitchen then, because I seem to be paying for the whole place.
Let me see. Well, you do a lot of traveling, so let me guess. Do you pay the bills, or does your wife pay the bills?
To actually sit down and write them, my wife actually sits down and writes them out. But yeah. I go out and make them, and that's not true. She's got a great job too. But yeah, she writes out the checks.
She writes out the.
They'd be looking for me every month.
But you know, you were saying before we went on how much you're on the airplane. One of the greatest things I saw on an airplane once was a woman sat down. She was in front of me, and she pulls out. She has a big purse. She pulls out like about 20 bills to pay, and she's writing her checks during the flight. What a great use of time that was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I watch movies on my iPad, so she can pay her bills. Last time I was on a flight, the guy next to me had a pig, a potbelly pig. A pig. He had a pig sitting on his lap, and I said to the flight attendant, I go, okay, this is ridiculous. I really have to ride next to a pig? And she goes, well, he's got a permit. It's a therapy pig. And I go, therapy pig. The only way a pig is therapeutic to me is if you bake him and you spiral slice him up and put him on a sandwich.
No, there's no such thing as a therapy pig, is there?
I swear to God, he had a therapy pig. I'm not making that up.
Now you're out in California too, I understand. So what's going on out there?
You know, I live in both places. I live here and I live out there half the time, and out there auditioning, trying to get on some new TV shows. And I had a great run with the McCarthys, which was a blast. And now I'm trying to get on the next sitcom. So just out there playing the game and auditioning, and hopefully something will pop there. It's a fun place, Los Angeles. I really dig it.
Yeah. What's your favorite sitcom, or one or two of them now that are out there now?
My favorite sitcom of all time is The McCarthys. you know what? Right now, that's a good question. What's my favorite sitcom right now? I'm a big fan of the old school three camera sitcom. So I'd have to say the one that's out there right now, probably Big Bang Theory. I really like that. It's real smart, full of jokes. I really dig that. Mike and Molly. I'm a big fan of Mike and Molly. And Billy Gardell, I think, is hysterical, and Melissa McCarthy's great, too. So those are probably my two favorite that are on right now. But I think, you know, all time, it would be Seinfeld, Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
And Taxi, maybe. Those would be my three favorites ever.
You know, one of the things, Melissa McCarthy, now, I really don't watch her show, but I love her movies, and I don't know why I don't watch the show, because I love I watch a lot of sitcoms. I really do, you know. But
it's funny, because it really is a great sitcom, and Billy's great in it. And I got to know Billy a little bit out in L.A., and he's a great stand-up comic as well. And, you know, Melissa McCarthy's brilliant. And some of the other characters on that show are really great. It's a great show. It's another one of those Chuck Lorre shows that just is consistently funny.
No, she's fantastic. She really is. All right, any other thoughts from you, Jimmy, on the show coming up at the Cabot on the 30th of April this month?
I'm looking forward to coming back to Beverly and hanging out, seeing all my friends, and we got a great show lined up for you. I've been working really hard on this, got a lot of new stuff, and so come see the show. You will laugh at the fact that the husbands on the stage are idiots, but you will see some of yourself there, and it's going to be a great night. I hope you can come up.
Well, if the husbands are idiots, then I'll see a lot of myself, I guess, there. That's for sure. All right, Jimmy, great talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Jimmy Dunn with us right here on MSO News Sports.
MSO Radio,
North Shore Now,
news and sports.
Marketing and advertising slots are now available on msonewsports.com.
Banner advertising, radio commercials.
We have numerous marketing and advertising opportunities on our website.
Banner advertising, radio commercials in both news and sports programming.
Catch on with us now. We have special spring and summer promotions.
We are providing an exclusive product,
radio and video features with North Shore Newsmakers.
For more information, click on the advertise button on the top right hand corner of our webpage.
Welcome back to North Shore Today. Very quickly in sports, well, as you all know, the Red Sox have lost again. They lost Tuesday night to the Orioles. Second straight loss to the Orioles. Orioles remain undefeated at 7-0. Check out our post. Andy Carbone is up there. Our baseball insider has some insights on the Sox. Some pretty good insights. The interview was done before last night's game, but do check it out. And Andy's got, again, like I said, a bunch of different insights. And I'm not sure if we pull the panic button or push the panic button just yet. But Andy's insights are there as well. Plus, we have a couple of updated player notes from the North Shore Navigators on that post as well. Plenty of high school baseball scheduled for today. Danvers has a home game against Revere. St. John's Prep is at BC High. Lynn Classical trying to rebound from a loss to Peabody earlier this week. They play at Beverly this afternoon. Peabody, 1-1 on the year, travels to Lynn English. They'll be playing at Fraser Field this afternoon. And Gloucester will travel to Marblehead today. Marblehead baseball doing a nice job this year. And so those are just some of the games. There's also boys lacrosse and other things as well today. Softball, so All kinds of different things happening today here on the North Shore as far as sports is concerned. And be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Curran. So thanks so much for being with us. Again, a special thanks again to Jimmy Dunn, our guest from Beverly. Again, he'll be performing at the Cabot Theater on April 30th. So that's it with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio.
North Shore Sports Radio.